What's going on? What's going on, Big Aunt Triple X? Back at it on a Sunday, 12:30. Man, it's good to be here. I want to reiterate today now, keep in mind I'm just a messenger of God. I'm not claiming to be a pastor. I am a minister, but I'm not an ordained minister. But what I am claiming is to be a man of God, to be a messenger for God. Understand that this is real out here. This is real. Heavenly Father, thank you right now for this show. Thank you, Father God, for this message that I'm about to bring. Thank you, Father God, for allowing me to be here on this day and deliver and serve you, Father God. The God that give us the air to breathe, the eyes to see, the ears to hear, the feet to walk, Father God, the tongue to talk. We're talking about that God, the Most High Gracious God. And we thank you, Father God, on this day. We honor your name on this day. Father God, I pray for myself and my wife and my family, our kids and grandkids on this day, Father God. I pray for everything to be as you want it to be, as it is to be, as it will be, Father God, in your name. I pray for our new addition to the family, our dog, Jack. I pray for him as well, Father God. I pray for every living soul that comes in and out this house, around this house, Father God. I pray for my co-workers. I pray for my neighbors, Father God. I pray for myself, most importantly, too, as well. I pray, Father God, that you find favor in us, Father God. Find favor in our heart, mind, body, and soul. We ask, Father God, that you deliver us from evil, Father God. Deliver us from the snares of the devil, Father God. Deliver us from the witchcraft, the soothsaying, Father God. We ask, Father God, right now that you deliver us from these evil demonic spirits, Father God. We ask, Father God, that you protect us with the Spirit, with the Holy Ghost, Father God, in the spiritual realm. We ask, Father God, that we connect to the universe, Father God. We let the universe work for us right now, Father God. Anything that's not like you, Father God, we ask right now that you deliver us from it. And protect us from it. Father God, we pray to the ancestors, Father God, that guide us that we know nothing about. We pray to the ancestors, Father God. We pray for the ones that have been watching over our souls as well that we have no knowledge of, but we pray to them right now in Jesus' name. We pray, Father God. We ask that you find favor, we ask that you find glory, we ask that you find salvation and mercy. On our soul, we ask for forgiveness, Father God. We know obedience is better than sacrifice, Father God, but we have been disobedient to your word as well. And we ask for forgiveness and grace. And we thank you, Father God, on this day because we know this is the day that you have made. And we're going to rejoice and be glad in it, Father God. Yes. We pray against anything that comes up against us, Father God, that it returns back to them a hundredfold. What they have created, Father God, let it not prosper. No weapon formed shall prosper. In Jesus' name, no weapon formed shall prosper. Amen. So, what I want to let you know today is, and this is so powerful, this is a jewel. And you heard it a lot, but sometimes I don't think people manifest it the way it should be manifest. Stop making these stupid decisions that will affect a lifetime blessing. Stop making these stupid decisions that will affect with the A. Lifetime blessings, relationships with people, with your parents, your grandparents, your kids, your grandkids, your coworkers, your landlords, your boss, your neighbors, people in your social life. Stop being consumed by the enemy and stop being so lustful that you're not paying attention to what you need to do. Don't let a female destroy your life. Don't let a male destroy your life. Be still, just like my banner say in the back, be still and know that I am God, because God awaits you. Don't create opposition when opposition never came to you. Don't create it. Because sometimes, if not all the time, you won't be able to withstand. Especially when the opposition that you think is have the upper hand over you. Don't do that. Don't let outsiders either come into your life and distract what was already bonded with you from the beginning. Don't let people disrupt your mindset and your way of thinking when you know who always have been there for you. Don't do it. This is so important. If you know someone have done something and you with that person, you're just as guilty as that person. Don't do that. Correct that person. If that person done bought about a problem on the other side of the track that you connected to. So don't let small, stupid decisions affect lifetime blessings. Because this time, it could very well be ain't no turning back. Ain't no more doors are open. See, when you're not man or woman enough to communicate and open your mouth, you keep silent. Don't think that it's over with. Just know that it's silent. But it's not over with. Know that things are being worked behind closed doors. So when you think you can open that door, boom, it's a steel wall right there. And don't play dumb like you don't know what's going on. The wall is there because we know you're going to open the door. And it's there for a reason. So we ain't gonna lock the door, because that's a sign that you may see that we have a weakness of. But when you open the door, you're gonna see the strength inside the door. So the door may be open, but it's gonna be a steel wall because you can't cross the other path no more. And if you ever see a steel wall, imaginary, notice one thing, it's there for a reason. And ain't no reverping that steel wall. It's there and it's going to stay. It's going to stay. It says right here in Psalms 46 and 10, even though it's on the back of my wall as well, it says, be still and know that I am God. That's in Psalms 46 and 10. Reads the signs of God's waiting room wall. You can be glad because God is good. You can be still because he is active. So we don't have to do much, man. We don't have to say much. All we got to do is be still. And you're going to go through what you're going to go through, and you're going to realize who you went through it with is not worth you going through it with, because they ain't no better than you, and they probably don't even equal up to you. That goes to show the lack of intelligence that you have as a man, that you have as a woman. So when you think you're getting over on people, you're burning your own bridges. Me personally or whomever, I don't look back no more. I keep it moving. You know who you are. My messages is always intended for a point and for somebody. Whomever the person is, if the shoe fit, wear. I always ask this question, what you gonna do? What are you going to do? You gotta ask yourself that. Quit trying to get over on people. It's no need for it. Regardless of what you do, how you try to do it, there's no need for it. Exodus 14 and 14 tells us that the Lord will fight for you and you have only to be silent. So that's what I tell people. We just gonna be silent. You try to come after people on the job, you better be careful. And you better know what you're doing. And you better have your facts straight. Because the same traps you set, you're going to fall right in them. You better be careful. Better be careful when you're trying to go after people on the job. You better let God work it out. You try to go after people in their personal life, you better be careful. You try to go after people sociably, you better be careful. See, I know how to pray the enemy away. Ain't no way, shape, form, or fashion God will allow me to go back through the things I went through for you. No way. I stand firm on God's word because God's word is God's word. So it says, be still and know that I am God. And God will fight and work out all your battles. I'm a living witness. It doesn't matter what you say or what you think. You know why? Because you were created by the same creator that created me. You ain't no better. And don't think you are. Big on triple X, man. Psalm 62 and 5 says, for God alone, O my soul, wait in silence. For my hope is from him. Wait in silence. Have patience because your hope is from God. You don't need nobody to guide you. You get with the ancestors and the forefathers and good pioneers that trust in the Lord, believe in God and pray to God and watch how your situation change. So you got to pray for yourself, too. Last verse for the day. Jeremiah 29 and 11. This is real good. It says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare, not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. See, God already had his plan for me, the same way he had for you, to give you future and give you a hope. That's why God said he fights your battles. All you got to do is keep living. So know what you're doing and realize what you're doing. Because in the end, what will happen is the results and the traps that you set for someone, it'll fall back on you. Remember that. This big on triple X. So don't let small decisions, don't let small, stupid decisions affect lifetime blessings. Be smart about what you do. You don't have to fight nobody no more. You don't have to argue with nobody no more. You don't have to thin and prove with nobody no more. You don't have to have texts and wars no more. You don't have to have these verbal spats no more. You don't have to be angry no more. Keep living your life. But know this, on a spiritual note, a personal note, ain't no doors open this way. Wherever you at, stay where you at. Stay where you at. You don't need to be crossing back and forth, being a vagabond, straddling the fence. You need to stay on one side or stay on the other side. God is real, man. This day, we got to have prayer wars. We got to fight with the enemy spiritually, not physically, but spiritually. We got to fight with the enemy. We got to go to God in prayer. We got to go to God in prayer. And that's God to save you. And that's God to save us. Amen. Heavenly Father, thank you right now. Thank you, Father God, for this quick message. But thank you, Father God, for this awesome word. And thank you, Father God, for allowing me to be here to deliver this word and to deliver this message. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, I pray. Amen. Big on triple X. God loves you. I love you. Peace.